From the looks of the place, it was clear that deep-sea drilling was a complex, demanding operation, requiring much in the way of room and personnel. The rig was certainly bigger than Anya and Tex had anticipated, but still, if there were really over 20 people aboard, they certainly weren't strolling the hallways. They moved through the corridors rapidly but warily, encountering no one. Fortunately, the platform's higher levels were better lit than the section they'd originally entered on. Growing increasingly tense, the two inched through the second highest deck, knowing that there wasn't much room for anyone else to hide. Chances were good that they were going to stumble on a large number of enemy personnel soon. Anya spun around, swinging her sword above her head with her right hand and extending the Walter with the left.
Yaja!
The young girl's eyes went wide and she froze for a moment, unable to process the amazing fortune that had befallen her.
Anya!
Suddenly, she broke out running and hit Anya in a flying arms and legs hug that almost knocked the older woman to the ground.
You came!
Of course I came.
Anya held her sword gracelessly away from her side, thankful that in her haste the young girl hadn't impaled herself on it.
What took so long? I saw you land!
Hey girl, where you go so quick?
Anya pushed the girl back and spun towards the door to the compartment Yaja had emerged from. A skinny, unshaven young man with a rat's nest of dark hair emerged from the open door. His eyes flew wide in shock at the unexpected sight of strangers. He opened his mouth to shout, but Tex, moving with speed even Anya found remarkable, skipped in and butt-stroked him across the side of the head with his shotgun. The man reeled back into an open doorway, clutching his head. Blood streamed from a split in his forehead and ran in rivulets down the back of his hand. Geysers of blood blasted through the man from front to back, sending him to his knees, jerking and writhing. The unfamiliar weapon report and incoming blood splatters indicated that the gunfire was coming from the goon's own men. Anya dragged Yaja down to the floor, covering her with her body for protection from ricochets. The young man slumped face first to the ground, and from the way he landed, it was clear he wouldn't get up again. For a brief and horrifying moment, Anya scanned the entire area, unable to spot Tex. Just as her heart fell with the realization that he must have gone down too, the cowboy lunged to a crouch from behind the door hatch and spun around the side of the open door, shotgun shouldered. Inside the security room, an older man was trying to cram a fresh magazine into a little black scorpion machine pistol. Tex's shot smashed and all but severed the older man's right forearm. The next shot tore a massive hole in the man's sternum. Though he was dead before the last shred of buckshot exited his back, his arms flailed out wildly from the concussion. The scorpion automatic pistol he held flew from his limp hands, colliding with the screen of the security monitor.
It's time for us to go. Now.
Tex straightened up and offered his hand to the women sprawled out on the ground. Anya accepted it and pulled herself to her feet on his thick arm. He reached down again, offering his hand to Yaja. But to his surprise, she spurned it, leaping up on her own and wrapping him up in her long, surprisingly strong arms and legs. Then she planted a heavy kiss directly on the cowboy's lips.
Tex Winston, I love your show! You are really action hero!
Listen, I am going to be one dead action hero if we don't all get a move on right now.
With some effort, Tex managed to squirm from the girl's tight grip. He turned and prepared to move down the corridor in the same direction from which he and Anya had come, but before he was able to take more than a few steps, a heavy door to the right of the hall was thrown open forcefully. A dark, bearded man with a shaved head burst through the hatch, his features contorting with shock as he spotted the intruders. Anya let loose a short volley of rounds in the man's direction, but he managed to snap his head back and slam the heavy door shut, unharmed. Tex grabbed Yaja forcefully by the arm with his left hand and kept the Benelli held out in front of him with his right. Now charged with the double burden of escorting an unarmed bystander and defending himself, he began to stagger clumsily down the corridor. Anya slipped past him to take the lead. Reaching the stairwell that she and Tex had originally used to access the floor, Anya slung her Walter and opened the door. Anya threw herself away from the doorway to avoid the barrage of automatic gunfire. She hadn't seen how many people were at the bottom of the stairs, but they were coming.
This way is blocked! Yaja, where does the door you entered from lead?
Stairs up to top level, and the engine and generator rooms down below.
Engines? I thought the platform was supposed to stay put.
The engines are for the drills. Hey!
Anya was already sprinting past him and Yaja. From the way she'd seen him handle himself, the rumors he had seen combat had to be true. Still, she was quicker and, overall, generally more lethal than he was. She yanked the door open with her left hand, shook the Walther sling down her arm, grabbed the pistol grip, and plunged into the stairwell.
Hey!
Anya found herself face-to-face with an assailant, a beefy, crew-cut blonde guy in a black-ribbed pullover. He was almost on top of her and holding some kind of assault rifle. She slashed with her sword, cutting him across the face. The man fell back into the black-clad legs of a man following close behind him down from the top deck. That man was knocked back hard against the stairs. The hapless first man's blood and brain matter had just poured into his partner's lap. Anya swatted him hard on the side of the head with her sword, knocking him down into silent slackness. That minor mercy did not extend to his fellows. Pounding down the stairs after him, Anya directed a quick burst up the stairs, melting the shins of the next man up. He fell backward, his face a mask of horror. Creed let loose yet another burst of bullets into the cavernous darkness at the top of the stairs. The remaining men retreated rapidly upward, slamming the hatch behind them. Tex barged into the landing behind her. Covering the stairs with his Benelli in his right hand, he dropped to a knee and relieved the dead blonde man of his rifle.
Let's go!
Anya turned towards the footsteps pounding fast up the stairs. She rushed at full speed into a group of several heavily armed men charging the steps, slashing crosswise into the man closest. He fell back as a cloud of blood burst from his belly. She only had to cut down two more of the men before the others turned and ran back down the stairs toward the engine room. Anya, Tex, and finally Yaja were just steps behind. Turning into the room of hulking boilers and machinery, Anya spotted the big yellow muzzle flare as it winked at her. It was followed by an incoming burst of fire that sparked off the railing before her. She dashed for the cover of what looked like some kind of chest-high control panel, diving down behind it. Shrugging the Walther's sling off again, she caught the pistol grip and fired a burst toward where she thought the shots had come from. She ducked back down behind the panel and reloaded. Muzzle flashes lit the machinery around her in otherworldly yellow flickers, but thankfully no bullets came near her. Anya wasn't sure what real chance Tex had of hitting anyone with the shotgun burst at their current range, but she hoped it further frightened the already panicking garrison of the platform. Yaja ran up to her from behind, long arms and legs flailing every which way. It was a gangly gait and wasted lots of energy, but the girl did get some velocity. She threw herself down beside Anya.
Come on, Yaja.
Anya slid the sword back into its special place and snatched Yaja's thin wrist. Hopping to her feet, she began to tow her at a full sprint toward a giant semicircular housing that rose from the floor 20 feet away. It looked like a colossal casting of some kind and strong enough to shrug off a big hit. Bullets nipped at the heels of Yaja's tennis shoes as they crossed the floor. If her run had been uncoordinated before, her panic sent it totally out of control now. Still, she kept pace as Anya pulled her along. As she reached the unit, Anya turned, letting her back slam against the hard housing. Yaja cannonaded into her, squashing her breasts uncomfortably and knocking her breath out of her. Tex took up the rear, hammering into the steel housing beside Anya and immediately feeding a series of fat plastic shells into the Benelli from the pocket of his vest. Anya noticed he had the recovered rifle slung barrel down behind his own left shoulder.
You can move, Creed.
You have any spare magazines for the AR you picked up?
Oh yeah, 20 rounds each. 7.62mm NATO ball, full-length rounds, none of this underpowered assault rifle stuff.
Good.
Anya tossed her Walther aside.
Keep their heads down.